We will next be joined by Iowa's Kirk Ferentz at 11:40 a.m. Central Time. The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. Iowa hosts Nebraska on Friday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure, it's good to be with you. We were real pleased to just have a really good team win Saturday. It was one of those games where things really just kind of came together for us, basically in all three phases, and, you know, just turned out to be a really good day for our team, and certainly needed that. So, you know, happy about getting the victory, and, you know, it's a quick turnaround now because we're playing in a short week, but I think everybody's excited about the opportunity, and we're playing a team that's got, you know, really doing a good job. They're playing with a lot of momentum right now, and are playing really good football. So it's going to be a big challenge, and, you know, we'll look forward to that opportunity on Friday.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Chad Listigow, Des Moines Register.
Good morning, Coach. I know I'll talk to you in a few hours, but I thought I'd get a few in here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you've referenced, and Chris Doyle's referenced, that 2008 season, kind of the importance of finishing strong. You've kind of been on both sides of that. So as you look at your last two games here, Nebraska in the last game, how important have you seen it historically to kind of end the season on a high note?
You know, it's always a better feeling, and it's the same thing with winning a bowl game. That's always a good thing. But, you know, there's no way to predict what's going to happen. They're playing really good football right now, and I have been really for the last five, six, seven games. So they've certainly gotten their footing and playing well. It's going to be a big challenge for us. But the one thing that's been pretty consistent, not only pretty consistent, but has been consistent, is just the way this team's gone about their business. They've worked hard. They've, you know, practiced well and just literally walked off the field right now from this morning's practice. And, you know, we had a good workout today. So, you know, these guys have been really a lot of fun to be around and be with, and you know, be great for them to finish up on a positive note here.
And then Brady Ross, his injury probably hasn't gotten enough attention because I know he's a really good player, but what is his status for this week, and maybe how much has he has his absence kind of affected things?
Yeah, I feel like you maybe are got ESPN here, so Chris Doyle just literally walked up to me probably 20 minutes ago and said, I think he can go tomorrow. You know, he's been nursing that ankle injury, and those are really nasty sometimes. So I think he's got a chance to practice with us tomorrow and Thursday, and then, you know, hopefully at least, you know, be dressed out and maybe get in for some snaps on Saturday. And, you know, it's not going to make national news to get a fullback back in the lineup, but I think, as you know, he means so much more to our football team. He's not a senior yet. He's one of our strongest team leaders. You know, that position generates, I think, toughness and energy. And Brady personifies really what you would hope a fullback would be and a good team leader would be. So to have him back in uniform would really be helpful to our team and just, I think, a real boost. And, you know, hopefully it can happen because he's certainly worked hard during that.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time and best of luck this weekend.
Have a good Thanksgiving. Thank you.